was the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, was that a good thing for Valley View Hospital?
It was a good thing for Valley View Hospital. And in fact, I think in Colorado, rural hospitals have been helped immensely because out of it, it provided a funding mechanism to fund hospitals that had extraordinarily high levels of uncompensated care.
The Medicaid expansion, in other words.
Yes. It also provided for an additional payment to hospitals to help cover uncompensated care costs. I think some things that we saw with the Affordable Care Act actually increased some of our reporting that we needed to do and increased some of our costs.
So moving on to the American Health Care Act, which is the Republican Obamacare replacement, it was passed by the House of Representatives in early May, and it's now moved on to the Senate. If the American Health Care Act were passed, what would it do to Valley View Hospital?
It would be very devastating. 54% of our patients have some sort of governmental type coverage. When I say that, I mean Medicare or Medicaid. So people would be coming to our emergency room when their situation was dire or life-threatening. And we would treat them then, and that's a very expensive way to provide care.
So in other words, because people don't have insurance, they're not getting the preventative care that they need, and so the very expensive emergency care, the onus falls on you financially, you the hospital.
Exactly. Under the AHCA, we are not confident that the essential health benefits would be maintained, such as mammograms, colonoscopies, primary care, preventative visits on an annual basis. So I think that's one of the downfalls of the AHCA is we don't understand what is going to be covered under essential health benefits.
Does the American Health Care Act, the AHCA, does it do anything right?
I like the encouraging the use of health savings accounts. I think that is a really good thing for Americans.
Why?
Because if that's your health savings account for life, and if you start contributing $20 a month to that and you don't use it very often, by the time you're an older person, you'll have quite a sum.
Is that an equivalent trade for the cutting of costs that the bill...
No. That might impact people who are well insured and who have a good wage. It will not impact, I don't think, a Medicaid or a Medicare unless the federal government contributes to an account for them.
You're saying, in other words, that a health savings account is really only going to make sense for people who have the money to save. Someone who's not making any money is not going to be able to contribute anything.
Yeah.
Have you ever spoken with any colleagues at other rural hospitals? Do you have the same concerns that they do? Is Valley View better positioned if something like the American Health Care Act passes?
I think that we are a hospital that is financially stable. Patients from the surrounding region come to us for specialty services. For the small, small rural hospital, I think it's probably much more challenging to them. But I think the AHCA is gravely concerning for all hospitals. We will somehow survive, and I think that's what hospitals have always done.
Would the proposed cuts at all affect your ability to recruit doctors?
You know, I think everybody's going to be in the same boat. Will it impact pay and will it impact our ability? It's going to impact everybody's ability, and it's just going to change the landscape of healthcare.
Bonnie Wasley is the interim chief financial officer for Valley View Hospital. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.